And the government has said that the insurers shouldn't pass on the cost of this increase. But we know, rightly, that's what they're going to do. And people will see significant increases in the next couple of months in their insurance policies. I don't think anybody in the country would have a problem with paying an additional taxation if they were getting the health services that they deserve and that people demand. And, you know, when you see 1.9 billion euros being spent on premiums every year and the health budget is something in the region of about 13.5 billion altogether, if that money was invested directly in hospital services and primary care, I think we would have a world-class health service and a health service that everybody would be able to avail of.
Do you think perhaps the best thing can happen at this stage is that the government exercise any influence or power they have to ensure that this levy is not passed on to the consumer, or is that possible?
Well, we've seen from the pension levy that was introduced last July that the government has absolutely no influence and has no interest in ensuring as well that that these charges aren't passed on. The pension levy was introduced at 0.6%, but yet pensioners have seen their pensions cut by over 10% in some cases because insurance companies have passed on the cost of this. And the same thing will happen in relation to the health insurance levy. And I think the government needs to introduce legislation to ensure that insurance companies do not pass on these costs and to ensure that people, even though well, we have the two-tier system and while it's in place, that the consumer isn't screwed again by the companies.